Mr. Nobody's Eyes by Michael Morpurgo. Read by Gareth Cassidy. Chapter 1. Harry was alone with his thoughts. There may have been over 200 children with him in the playground, but he was quite alone. Maybe it would be today, maybe tomorrow. Unless, of course, something went wrong, and something still could go wrong. Harry knew it was wicked even to think of that, let alone hope for it. But he could not help himself. He was hoping for it hard.
"We need a goalie!"
Peter Barker was bellowing at him from across the playground. Harry turned away. Peter Barker sat next to him in the choir at St. Cuthbert's and swapped turf cigarette cards with him, the ones with the big-headed footballers. Father Murphy's sermons ran on a bit on a Sunday, and the surreptitious exchanges between the folds of the surplices added sinful spice to the dealing. One Tom Finney for one Billy Wright it was, last Sunday.
"Come on, Harry!"
Peter was waving him over.
"We've got no one else!"
They were all shouting at him now. He had no choice. The goal he had to defend was twice the width it should have been, between the two uprights of the rusting chain-link fence, with the wilderness of the bombsite behind him. It was fair enough, though, because the other goal was every bit as wide, stretching as it did between the two drainpipes on the lavatory block wall. They often chose Harry for goalkeeper. He wasn't good for much else. He knew he wouldn't have much to do, so he leaned back against the fence and slipped easily into his thoughts.
"An evil thought is a sin in itself, Harry." That was what Father Murphy had told him in confession. If that were so, and Harry believed most of what Father Murphy told him, then Harry's heap of sins was piling up fast. He must not allow himself to think about it any more.